Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of washing one's hands for tefillah and for brachas. Chayadim Klal Zayin. We're looking at Siman Gimel. So the Chayadim continues and says, Stam Yadayim Ksherim L'Torah B'li Brachas. Stam Yadayim, there's no need at all to wash. We said, so let's review what we have. We have Stam Yadayim, which for tefillah, a person must wash his hands if water is available. He's not chayiv to seek out water. Yadayim, which he knows that there's something unclean about them, he must seek out water, unless it's going to conflict with tefillah b'tzibur or zman tefillah. And either of those cases where that's not available, you use the cleansing process. When it comes to something other than Shemoneh Esrei, brachas and Torah, sestam yadayim are kosher l'chadchila. You have no need to wash your hands at all, even l'chadchila. You're right to assume your hands are clean, and you can say a bracha without washing your hands. You can learn Torah without washing your hands. However, if the hands were dirtied by this uncleanliness, which generates from touching parts of the body which are normally covered, scratching, person touches his thigh, pelvic area, parts of the body which are normally covered, rubbing his hands in his hair, so there, it's like it has this combination of the oily, sweaty, dirty feeling which comes with the hands on that. Upshita, and obviously, where a person actually went to the bathroom, and all those situations, the person then may not. So it's not stami daim anymore. These are daim which we know are problematic. There's definitely an uncleanliness about them. So the lach is a person has to wash his hands before he will say the bracha or before he will learn Torah. Yerchatz yadav im yesh l'mayim mizumonim. So he has to wash his hands if water is available. And b'meinloy, if he doesn't have water available, yinaka yadav, he has to clean his hands in some other way. So here again, we have a difference between regular brachas and learning and tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei, in two ways. We have stam yadayim, which for Shemoneh Esrei, you must wash your hands if water is available, and for brachas, you don't have to. In a case where you know that there's something unclean about it, for tefillah, you must travel a distance to get that. And over here, by brachas and Torah, you are required to wash your hands only if water is available, immediately available. You do not need to travel to get that water. So in a case where the water is not available, you have to picture a world where they drew water from the well. Water wasn't necessarily always available. So imeinloy, in that situation, yinaka yadav, he will rely on the idea of nikayon kapayim. And again, like the Mishnah says, it has to be every surface of the hand has to be cleansed. If a person went to the bathroom for katanim, so if there was any of the liquid which he needed to remove, it sprayed onto some part of his body, a person removed that, so that would require him to wash his hands if water is available for Torah and for brachas. And if that's not available, he would at least need to cleanse his hands in some other form. The poskim do assume that we have these hand cleansers, which a person can use. A person can carry a little bottle of that in his pocket. That would be would have the halachic equivalent at least of nikoyin. And possibly that would have a loch of rechitza, so that would fulfill the chachila requirement of rechitza. So it's a good argument that it actually fulfills it's not water, but it's other liquid which approximates the process of water, and that would be sufficient for the purposes of being menaka, being rechitz yadayim. It still prefers the chachila to use water. That's Chazal set it up as erchitz ben yikarin kapai, is referring to specifically water. So if water is available, the person should use water and not rely on cleanser. If water is not available, so that cleanser would have a preference over some of the other options, because it is a process of cleansing the hands. So it's more along the lines of rechitza than just being menaka. Have a good morning.